This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
My name is Brandon Rodriguez, and I am interviewing Gene at Bennett Park on 183rd. Do you give me permission to record this?
Yes.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in France, in Paris.
Why did you leave France?
So I had, like, school there was not good for me, so I had to come here for my grades because, like, they were not good. And I didn't really get along with my mom, and my dad lived here already, so I had the option, and I just came here.
What do you miss about your country?
I miss the food. Just the food, my friends.
That's a valid food.
Yeah.
It's different from New York food, right?
It's, like, healthier.
So in French, you eat healthier compared to here?
Yeah.
What did your family and friends think, like, when they told them that you was coming to America? Or, like,
so the thing is, like, I didn't really know. Like, they kind of set me up. They were like, oh, you're going for the summer to learn English.
And then next thing you know, you was here forever.
And I was like, so when am I going back? And my dad was like, you're not going back. You're going to school here. Yeah.
What was your expectations, like, coming to New York? What did you think was going to happen?
I thought it was going to be, like, in the movies, like High School Musical, Glee. You know Glee?
Yeah, like those
the
shows.
The TV show? Yeah. So, like,
based I thought on, it was like, American gonna... life.
Yeah. So, like, I only knew, like, everything we knew about America is, like, TV and Trump.
When you came to America, did you come, like, by yourself? Or, like, did you come with people?
So, I came by myself, but my dad lived here already.
Tell me, like, how did you come from France to New York? Like, what did you do? Or, like...
I took a plane.
I mean, yeah, you took a plane. You took a plane, yeah. But, like, what was, like, the journey? Like...
So...
Like, one day you just woke up and, like, yeah, I'm going to New York.
So, no, I was supposed to go to summer camp here. Because I was supposed to come for the summer only. I came for summer camp. And... I just never came back. They didn't tell me.
Did NYC, like, meet or, like, fail to meet your expectations? Or, like, did it, like, be everything you expected it to be?
I was really disappointed with the food. Like, the food is really something that really, really disappointed me. Because, like, I love food. And, yeah, here I feel like it's not that good. But, like, something that I like about New York City is that it's, like, super diverse.
Yes, like, everywhere you go, like, you see all types of races, all type of people.
Exactly, like, you cannot be on the subway and, like, not hear another language.
True. Speaking of languages, how did you learn English?
So, I got into international high school, and, like, I just had to catch up, and I just did, somehow.
Where?
And Netflix helped me a lot.
Netflix,
like, in English, subtitled English. So, like, this, I can hear it and I can, like, see it.
Oh, so, like, you could, like, practice some words.
Yeah.
Or, like, you could,
and,
like,
I would just write down all the words I didn't know and learn them.
Where, like, did you struggle coming to, like, NYC? Or was, like, everything, like, you came here and, like, you just loved your life?
Oh, no, it was hard. Like, at first, it's really hard because, like, I didn't know English when I came here. When I first came here, I really didn't know English. Mm-hmm. So it was really hard to have friends, to get friends and all that.
What, like, got in your way coming to NYC? Or, like, what challenges did you face besides making friends?
The papers.
The paperwork?
Yeah. No, not the paperwork. They're like, yeah, the paperwork.
So, like, immigration and, like, everything's like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. All that was really hard because, like, it takes time. It takes a lot of time.
Were you, like, ever scared of what could happen, being that, like, you wasn't
Yeah, because, like, at first when I came here as an immigrant, so, like, I couldn't, like, if I got in trouble, I would get deported.
Where in NYC did you live? Like, do you live? Or, like, have
I live
you lived
in Manhattan.
Have you always lived in Manhattan? Or,
yeah,
like,
always lived in Manhattan.
Coming to New York, what was, like, the hardest part of coming here?
Leaving my friends, my family, my dog.
My dog?
My dog.
You got a dog? What type of dog?
I have a big dog. I don't know how you call it in English, but, like, I can show you a picture. can put it in your thing.
Is it a dog that like you would only see in France, or like could you see it in like New York?
No, because like if you want a dog to travel, you have to do like all the shots and all the thingy and like everything. But yeah, no, I couldn't do it. I'm trying to get like my chinchilla, because I have a chinchilla in France too. Really? And I'm trying to bring it back here. Yeah,
I know somebody who has a chinchilla in NYC.
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't know if it was just like where they came from. I just know about chinchillas.
Yeah, they're from Peru.
What is your favorite part about New York City?
My favorite part of the city, some things that I really like about the city.
Both, like favorite part and some things.
I feel like New York City is too crowded. Like, I don't really have a favorite, like, place. I just know I hate Times Square.
I mean, not your favorite place, but, like, what's your favorite, like, coming to New York City, what can you do that you couldn't do in France that's your favorite thing to do here?
K-Town.
K-Town?
Going to K-Town. Because, like, so, I'm Korean.
Yeah.
But I was raised in France by a French family. I have, like, I don't know anything about Korea.
Yeah.
And my culture, but I look Korean. Like when people ask me where I'm from, I cannot say I'm from France. They're gonna be like, oh yeah, but so why are you Asian? And like, so like being able to actually like connect with Korean people and meet the culture, the Korean culture and like tradition and all that was interesting. And I couldn't do it in France because we don't have all those.
Like, do you think your neighborhood has like any effect on who you are, or like does it like make you change? Has your neighborhood made you change since you got to New York?
So the people over there in the park at the table over there,
yeah,
I used to be like with them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I used to chill here a lot. I know everyone that's here, that's there. But as you see, we don't talk no more. So I learned that you cannot trust anyone in New York City. Like, really, you cannot trust people. It's all about money.
What is something that you would bring from NYC to France? Like, if one day you were
the
going
diversity.
To France, yeah.
How open people are.
I know France and NYC is very different. Yeah. So like, what do you think like about the politics here compared to like France? Like, you know, like how we have Trump.
Oh,
and have
so like I left France when I was 16.
Yeah.
So, and I'm 20 now and I still don't know anything about politics. So I cannot answer that question.
Really not. Okay. Do you feel like being who you are from France, you have to hide that in NYC?
No, I feel like people are really attracted by French people here.
Why?
Like when you say you're French, they're like, oh, that's so fancy. So no, I don't hide myself.
Do you ever regret leaving France?
Yeah. Like, it's not that I regret leaving France. But I miss my friends. The wood.
If you could change anything about NYC, what would you change?
What would I change? I don't know.
If you had the chance to choose France and NYC, would you rather go to France or would you rather stay in NYC?
I stay in NYC. I mean, I actually don't know. Because, like, so I was supposed to be here for a year only.
Yeah.
And it's been almost 4 years. But, like, I kind of stay here because I'm under the green card. So if I leave, like, if I leave the territory for more than 6 months, during a year, I lose my green card and I cannot come back here.
Coming to NYC, like, what new opportunities or things that like you have been able to like experience that you haven't in France? Or like what new opportunities has come up coming to NYC?
So we have like, you guys have more activities to do, like because the city is bigger, and like, so for example, when I came here, I did flying trapeze for like a few months. I don't have that in France.
Like how is the culture from France and like NYC is different?
The culture?
Yeah.
I feel like we are more sophisticated.
Sophisticated how?
We care more about like how we look and all that stuff. Like here you care, but like, so it doesn't really matter. Like us in France, you cannot, like there are certain stuff that you cannot do.
Like what?
Like dress codes. Like it's just like people are gonna judge you easily. I don't know if it's a French thing or a thing from Paris.
Yeah.
But like, yeah.
What do you think New York can take from France?
Definitely the food.
The food? You keep talking about the food. Is some, the food,
yeah,
like,
the food is just so much better.
The food
there,
is
yo.
A lot better.
Yeah,
give
a lot
me like
better.
An idea of like some stuff that you would eat in France that you don't eat here.
Like, it's not that you don't eat here. It's just like the way you cook it, like the way
it's
you make
different.
It is different.
Yeah.
Like the product we use are from France, and like French product are better than American product.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't know. I have never had French food in my life. So like,
really?
Yeah. Like I've always been up like in New York. So like I haven't really traveled like that. The only other place I've been to is Florida. So like hearing about like France from your perspective is a lot different.
Yeah, it is. Cause it is like, so the culture is different in the sense like, yeah, we care, like we're not racist.
Yeah.
But like, if people, like, if, for example, you don't speak French and you ask someone, like, for your way in France, in English, then they're going to look at you weird, like, and they're not going to answer you. They might not answer you.
All right.